Oh, yeah. 9:35 at KSRO. Well, this next interview is one I've been very much looking forward to. He is an iconic actor, director, producer. In fact, it would be easier to name the television shows he has not been in than it would be the ones he has. But we will talk about him being the voice of Johnny Quest in 1964, to his work on The West Wing, which, by the way, brought him a couple of Emmy nominations, to an appearance on Madam Secretary last year, movies like Magnum Force Fletch, and the one we're here to talk about today, Animal House. Please welcome Tim Matheson. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Well, I just want to say, first of all, thanks for entertaining me for the last 40 years or so in so many capacities. And I know that you and others in the cast of Animal House have been celebrating the 40th anniversary of that movie. And what has that been like, reuniting with some of the cast members?
Well, it's been very heartwarming and heart-tugging as well, because of the people who are no longer with us. And,
yeah.
John Belushi and Stephen Furst and Doug Kinney and Harold Ramis and a few others that we all love dearly. And, when we did the movie, hardly had any idea it was going to be as successful.
Yeah.
and
how
fun
could you?
Yeah. So we all bonded. It was basically my college experience. I dropped out of college after about a year just to pursue acting full time. And so this was my sort of college fraternity experience.
Oh, boy.
In 6 weeks.
Oh, you know? Boy.
So I had the accelerated course.
Yeah, you would probably have been disappointed in the real daily account of fraternity life compared to Animal House. Well, full disclosure, Tim, I saw the movie for the first time last night. Of course, I've seen snippets of it through the years, but I actually sat down and watched it last night. And
what do you think?
I think that it probably was not made for me in 1978, but I actually enjoyed it very much. And I thought that it was so much fun to see actors like you and John Belushi, Kevin Bacon, so many others, early in careers. And it has certainly stood the test of time. And can you talk about the best of times and maybe the worst of times, too, on that set?
Well, it all happened so quickly, and we were there for the Deltas, the sort of rebel fraternity was there a week early before anybody else came up. And then we started shooting, the next week, and we got up there early just sort of to bond and to not really rehearse. And then we started shooting, and the thing, it was over almost before we could realize it. We shot for only 5 weeks.
Wow.
And the parade took one of those weeks. And
yeah.
We were in Eugene, Oregon. And you've got a sense from the way that people at the University of Oregon responded to John Belushi that, this is a huge star. I mean, he was beloved by everyone, and everyone from Ken Kesey, who lived up in that area, to Julian Bond, the civil rights leader, all came to Eugene just to be with John Belushi, to visit and meet with him. And so he was a bit like royalty, but what couldn't have been nicer and couldn't have been more generous to someone like me, who was doing my first comedy ever. So and he was supportive and giving and helpful and a good friend.
Yeah, and you've said he was pretty well behaved on the set, off camera.
Well, he was only with us for 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Wow.
And then Wednesday night, he'd get on a plane and go back to New York for Saturday Night Live.
Right.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Saturday night, he was there, and then they'd probably load him up into a plane or pour him onto a plane on Sunday, and then back to us in Eugene. And usually Bruce McGill, who played D-Day, and myself, who were good friends, would go pick him up at the airport and take him back to his home with his wife, Judy. And we would but it was a very quiet time for John, he was the life of the party wherever he went. So, but on our show, it was pretty hard work. We were working long hours. And so he was on his best behavior.
Well, that's good to know. And of course, we know the end result of his career very sadly. And you're one of the busiest actors with, I would think, one of the most successful and long-term careers in Hollywood. And to what do you attribute that, Tim?
it's like the Energizer Bunny. I mean, you get knocked down, you get back up, you just keep going. And I've been doing it since I was a kid, and I love it. I've never felt anywhere more comfortable, anything more like home than a movie set and a television set. So it's sort of been my home, my church, my family, it's like the circus, you know?
And yeah, I would imagine it would be, yeah. Some of your favorite...
Tremendous freedom for me.
Well, that's a pretty good thing to say about your place of employment, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I know it runs the gamut from the 60s up to now. Some of your favorite co-stars, Tim Matheson?
Well, I was fortunate enough as a younger actor to have worked with Debbie Reynolds and Dick Van Dyke and Lucille Ball, Henry Fonda, Jackie Gleason, Bob Hope. So that has to be at the top of the list. In the next phase of my career, I was in Bonanza with Lorne Green and Michael Landon. And then I did a television series with one of my favorite people, Kurt Russell. We did a Western series just before I did Animal
The
House.
Quest.
And
that was one of my favorites.
Quest.
Yep. It was a great show.
Yeah.
I loved that show.
We were up against Charlie's Angels.
Uh-oh.
So I don't think very many people saw our show, but Pharaoh was always very generous about that. But I must say, those are some of the people that I've been. I must say, then working on The West Wing was a tremendous treat with those wonderful actors and the talented writing of Aaron Sorkin and directing by Tommy Schlamme. And
yeah, nobody liked those two for sure. In Killing, you were fantastic in Killing Reagan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I had a ball doing that.
Yeah, quite a project there. And then what led you at some point to the director's chair for so many shows, Tim, like Third Watch, The West Wing, Criminal Minds, Burn Notice, and many others?
Well, it was just sort of I think actually I probably wanted to be a director before I wanted to be an actor. And then I sort of got lucky as an actor and things started clicking and it pulled me away from directing even as a kid. And then when I got the opportunity later on, I produced and directed some TV movies and got into it that way. And I just found tremendous fulfillment with getting behind the camera and sort of being a cheerleader and a coach for the actors. And so it was like being the adult on the set. As an actor, you get to be, you know, the child, and you get
sure.
You don't have that much responsibility. But as a director, you sort of the parent. You're cast into that role, and it's very rewarding.
I would imagine, though, Tim, that many times along the way, there were many in Hollywood who were saying, hold on, hold the phone a minute, because you need to be in front of the camera. You are that good looking. So we don't want you in the director's chair. We want you in front of the camera. But you bucked the trend in that regard, too.
Well, thanks, Pat.
Are there any new projects, in the wings awaiting us in the Tim Matheson world?
Yeah, you know, I just try and keep as engaged as I can. I've been doing a recurring role on The Good Fight with Christine Baranski,
yes.
Which is sort of the sequel to the Good Wife. And I have a project coming up this summer in West Virginia at a theater festival. I'm going to be doing a one-man Ronald Reagan show.
Oh, so well, you should be well-equipped for that.
Well, it's going to be a very big adventure for me. I haven't been on stage in a while, so I think it's a big challenge. But I think that for me is what keeps it fresh is every 5 to 7 years, you got to sort of just mix it up and stick your neck out and take a big risk. And so this looks to be all of that.
And what's your favorite thing to do, Tim, when you're not acting or directing or producing?
I like to travel. I think the biggest thing I'm going to be doing is getting married on March 5th.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Woman, Elizabeth Marighetto. And we like to travel. And she's Italian-Canadian. And so she's teaching me all the tricks of Italian cooking.
Oh, very good. Very good. Of course, she has just completely upset many of the women in our audience hearing that you're about to get married. But much good luck to you. Where are you going to get married?
We're going to get married in California and in Los Angeles, and then we're going to take a little honeymoon into Japan.
Fantastic. Well, I know you're a California guy, and we are happy to claim you as one of our own, Tim. Congratulations, 40th anniversary of Animal House, and really for the longevity and the quality of your career.
Pat, thank you so much. Hello, Santa Rosa, and thanks very much for this visit this morning.
All right, glad to have you here. That is Tim Matheson, an amazing actor who has really, he just never stops working. And if you go to IMDb and you check, you know, look up Tim Matheson, and you start to see the credits, whether it's movies, primarily television, and you go, oh gosh, that's right, he was in that too. He's that kind of guy. Glad to talk to Tim Matheson this morning.